They'll never encourage you to act on the word of God. They will always bring you, but what if? I can't. So-and-so can do it, but I can't. Hello, somebody. But if you rise up, you wake up, tell your flesh to shut up, and tell your mind to quieten up, I got something to say to you, both of you. I got something to say to both of you. So flesh, shut up, mind, you be quiet. I'm talking now. Remember, I am in charge, not you. Listen to what'll happen. You'll find out what 2 Timothy 1:9 is saying. Who has saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which were given to us in Christ Jesus. When was it given? Before the world began. You had all of this before the world began. It was already given. So when you accepted Jesus, it was already yours. And it was yours before you got here. Y'all gonna hear me this morning? Yeah. These things that pertain is to life and godliness were yours before you got here. Whew. Hallelujah. Because he said they were given to you before the world began. Why did he do it? Why did God give these things to you? God said, let us make a man. Didn't he say it? That's what he said. Let us make a man. Then he said, let us make him in our image, and after our likeness. So if that's confusing to you, let me just bring it down to first grade kindergarten so you can really get it. God said, let us make man like us. So we are identical to Jesus. And I want to tell you, I want to make an announcement to you just in case you're thinking different. Jesus is not broke. He has inherited a kingdom with nothing missing. And he is not the sole heir, but he is the head heir.
All right.
And we are joint heirs with him. Whatever he has a right to, whatever he has inherited, we have inherited. Are you listening to me? Satan, opposition, and distraction comes along with it. Offenses and ignorance, all in the same family. He used whatever you submit to distract you. He used your feeling. He used your neighbor, he used your wife, he used your husband, your children, your boss man, your job, your principal, your teacher, your student, your anybody that he can that you will yield to, he will use it to distract you. He'll use dead religion, he'll use unbelief. He'll use anything he can. He'll use selfishness. He'll use pride. Anything that is in opposite to God, he'll use it. And he'll make you think that you have such a right to be like you are. And when in fact, God said, if you are in Christ, you are born of God. God said, if you are born again, you are my child. God said in his word, if you are born into the kingdom of God, you are his workmanship. God said, you have been made right with God. One scripture said, in Adam, all are dead, all died. In Christ, all been made alive. If you're in Christ, you are alive. Why are you alive? God wants you to have everything in life to the full, till it runs over, till it overflows, till you can't hold it all. Hallelujah. But the enemy want to hoodwink you and deceive you, and so many people have become susceptible to it, until when you mention kingdom thing, it becomes like foreign language. They don't understand what you're saying.
All right.
But God said it real plain in your language. And we all here, I believe, English speaking people. We speak English. I take a good stab at it. Getting better. Amen. Making progress. So I'm not standing still.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, why did God do this? Why did he give all this to us, and yet God been accused of throwing stuff on you, making you sick, teaching you a lesson with his sickness? I wonder how he does that. I wonder how he's going to use something he doesn't have. But you can find all kind of scripture that talks about the wealth of God, the riches of God, the blessing of God.
All right.
And he prepared it for his man. But yet God go around making you sick. But he sent Jesus, and Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which were lost. That's what he said, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
But yet Jesus came to seek and save, and God turned around and put sickness to destroy. Beat you down, kick you around, hit you on the head, knock you around, put that on you, and throw that cancer on you, and throw that disease on you.
Yes, sir.
Learn it, boy. But he gave us the word to redeem us.
All right.
I can't get that to work in my computer. Can't get it to work. I don't know how to add that and divide it and subtract it and do all that stuff. So I found out there's an adversary who want to keep you like you are. When you have everything. Reach another script before I take off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. None of the heirs of Abraham through the seed, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, 12 patriarchs on down. The promise wasn't to them that he should be heir of the world. Nope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.